Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, he's Jim DeRogatis, and this week our show is devoted to sharing our favorite albums of 2020 so far.
Yes, Greg, both of us have to keep a running list of all the music we're listening to all the time. I hate being in that position, you know, back when I used to see people and talk to them, especially at clubs. What are you listening to? And I'm like, and it's not because I didn't have anything that I've been listening to. It's because I had 20, you know, and you can't give everybody everything. So I got this running list all the time. I know you do as well. At the end of the year, we give our much valued top 10 list. But, you know, why wait till the end of the year, especially this year? When is this year going to end? Ever?
Well, I think it also points to the fact that we need this music more than ever. You know, when the world is going downhill fast, sometimes the music can be the one thing that sustains you day to day, week to week. I know it has for me the last few weeks, and this week is no exception. It's fun to revisit some of this music that has been so sustaining. I'm going to kick it off by giving you a taste of my number 10 album on my half-year list so far. Mac Miller's Circles. Miller died in 2018 of a drug overdose while working on what was to be his sixth studio album. He had a pretty good head start on it and viewed it as a bookend of sorts to the record he had just released called Swimming. A lot of people thought of that as his most personal album to date, and this one was conceived as sort of a, you know, a continuation of that personal theme that started on that Swimming album in 2018. He had a great collaborator on this record. John Bryan came in and finished up the tracks. The producer who has worked with people in the hip-hop world like Kanye West in the past. And I love to hear Bryan's contributions when he's working sort of outside of the realm of rock or pop and bringing something new to the spectrum here. This is a lot of live arranging, a lot of live instrumentation on this record, as opposed to a traditional hip-hop record. Similarly, Miller was working on a record that really can't be described as a full-fledged hip-hop record. It's really veering more towards an indie folk kind of sound, which is, you know, kind of startling. I mean, for people who have followed Miller's career, he was broaching some new territory here sonically, and Brian was helping him get there. The big theme on this record is that Miller was working through depression. He had been suffering from depression most of his life. This was a record that addresses it directly. A lot of fans are going to be parsing the lyrics for, you know, clues about why he died. It was an accidental overdose. He didn't try to kill himself. He was not committing suicide. But he was on, you know, constantly battling with these emotions that were troubling him for most of his life and informing a lot of his music. The beauty of this record is that, you know, he addresses it head on. The arrangements don't allow him to wallow in it, but at the same time, as beautiful as some of the music is, it's also heartbreaking. And I found it a revelatory record for an artist that I thought I knew fairly well. This was a record that showed me a different side of him. Here's a track from the Miller record called Circles. It's good news on Sound Opinions.
I spent the whole day in my head. Do a little spring cleaning. I'm always too busy dreaming. Well, maybe I should wake up instead. A lot of things I regret, but I just say I forget. Why can't it just be easy? Why does everybody need me to stay? Oh, I hate the feeling. When you're high, but you're underneath the ceiling. Got the cards in my hand, I hate dealing. Yeah. Get everything I need and I'm gone. But it ain't stealing. Can I get a break? I wish that I could just get out my goddamn way. What is there to say? There ain't a better time than today. Trying to figure everything out, and all I do is say sorry. Half the time I don't even know what I'm saying it about. Good news, good news, good news, that's all they wanna hear.
Good News by Mac Miller from Greg's number 10 album of the year. Greg, I'm going to start what I'm going to focus on in this show at number 9. And it is, I guess I'm cheating, is 9A and 9B. Two releases by Nine Inch Nails, Ghosts 5 Together and Ghosts 6 Locusts. Trent Reznor dropped them for free on streaming services a couple of weeks ago. The plan had been for a new Nine Inch Nails album and a tour this summer. The album's been shelved temporarily. The tour, of course, cannot happen. And, you know, Reznor has been working for some time with his partner, Atticus Ross. You gave him a shout-out last week for his work on the Jenny Beth solo album. And they've been doing great soundtrack music and releasing it. The first four Ghost records came out as a box set of all four packaged together with something cool in 2008. So this ambient soundtrack instrumental music, you know, I'm home. I can't go anywhere. That means I'm playing music all the time. But sometimes I don't want to, like, you know, Brian Eno, I'm sorry, he's been on my mind. There's a great documentary I discovered streaming called Brian Eno, The Man Who Fell to Earth, about Eno's first four pop albums and the ambient records. And it goes into how he kind of synthesized this idea of ambient music as music that rewards close attention but does not demand it. So I recommend streaming Reznor's two records, Nine Inch Nails' two Ghosts record, on Shuffle, because the one volume is the dark, foreboding, threatening volume, Locusts, Ghosts 6, and the other is warm and beautiful and uplifting, Ghosts 5, Together. And, you know, these are turbulent times. I'm on an emotional roller coaster, and everyone else is, who I know as well. And you still want to listen to music, or at least have something keeping you company, but not always paying attention to it. Except, you know, when we review stuff for the show. I've been really loving these Ghost records. We were going to review it. It got bounced by something, some catastrophe a while back. Two instrumental albums by Nine Inch Nails coming in at number 9 on my list, the Ghost records.
That is The Cursed Clock from the Ghost 6 Locusts record by Nine Inch Nails, one of Jim DeRogatis' favorite albums of the year so far. I'm a big fan of those ambient records myself, Jim. I remember that package in 2008 came at just the right time. It was not a happy time in America back then either. And yeah, those records were pretty sustaining. My next pick is going to be a band out of Chicago, a quartet, Beach Bunny, with their debut album called Honeymoon. We reviewed the record earlier in the year, and to me, it was a glorious example of the songwriting of a young woman named Lily Trofilio, who has been making singles and EPs on the Chicago scene the last couple, 3 years, built this band, a co-ed quartet,
to flesh out her sound. She started out making bedroom recordings a few years ago. And wow, this record really kind of showed what they're all about. They've really been honing their sound with their in-concert performances. I'd mentioned this when we reviewed the record earlier. Every one of her shows turns into this big sing-along. The fans relate to her music in a way that's really, really powerful. There's a melancholy pull to a lot of the lyrics. She's talking about, here's a young woman struggling with self-image issues at the center of many of her songs, trying to become a grown-up in a world where, you know, the expectations for how a woman should look, how a woman should act, how she should speak, express herself, those expectations can feel overwhelming, and how she's coping with that and plowing through it. And as introspective as the lyrics can be, these melodies just are so exuberant, bursting out there with these amazing choruses that everybody wants to sing along with. It's hard to feel down about this music. It's almost cathartic to hear her sing them, especially in a live setting. And this record captures a lot of that vibe. The record is called Honeymoon, and here's a track from it called Promises from Beach Bunny on Sound Opinions.
Promises by Beach Bunny from the Honeymoon album, number 9 on Greg's Best of 2020 so far. Greg, I'm going to go to number 7 for Color Theory by Soccer Mommy, the second album from songwriter Sophie Allison. Our producer Andrew Gill turned me on to this, and I became a huge fan. If I could have one superpower, I don't know if you know this about me, right? If I could have one superpower, it would be synesthesia. Seeing sound as color, that has always fascinated me. Man, I would love to experience that. And this is an album of synesthesia, because Sophie Allison, I believe, has this ability, and it is a beautiful, dreamy, lulling album. You used all of those adjectives kind of negatively when we reviewed this record, because those sounds contrast in a dramatic way with songs about angst and anxiety and fearing the future, being paralyzed that this fear is so heavy. I see that contrast between this kind of dreamy, almost shoegazer at spots and very folky at others, beautiful music. The music offers hope while the lyrics are talking about dark times, and dark times these are. I love this record. I think it's much stronger than her debut, and I think she's just coming into her own. This is a song called Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes by Soccer Mommy from the Color Theory record.
Told to
Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes is the track from Soccer Mommy's Color Theory, one of Jim DeRogatis' favorite albums of the year so far. And we want to get you in on this conversation. What's been your favorite album of the year so far, Sound Opinions listeners? Call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. When we come back, more of our picks for the best albums of 2020 so far. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.